another death in a Southern California mass shooting. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. The number of dead has grown to 11 in Saturday's shooting at a Los Angeles area dance hall.
California Senator Alex Padilla calling gun violence an epidemic. A coroner in Los Angeles County identifying two female victims, a 65-year-old and 63-year-old, adding all of those killed were in their 50s, 60s, and 70s. Investigators say the suspect, 72-year-old Hu Can Tran, opened fire at the Star Ballroom dance studio and was disarmed at a second dance hall, fled, and later died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. A motive is still unclear.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, the attack the deadliest since the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas last May. Police in Des Moines, Iowa say two students were killed and a teacher injured in a school on the edge of the city's downtown. The shooting took place at an educational program called Starts Right Here, affiliated with the Des Moines School District. The family of Tyree Nichols, a black man who authorities say was beaten by Memphis police officers and later died in a hospital, has seen the body cam video of the incident. One of their attorneys, Antonio Romanucci, says Nichols was defenseless.
He was a human pinata for those police officers.
The family's other attorney, Ben Crum, said it reminded him of the beating of Rodney King by Los Angeles police in 1991. And unlike Rodney King, Tyree didn't survive. Nichols was arrested after officers stopped him for reckless driving, and police say a confrontation occurred. The five officers involved, who were also black, were fired after it was determined they used excessive force. The Justice Department has opened an investigation into the arrest. Wall Street stocks closed higher as investors grow more convinced that the Fed will keep downshifting the size of its rate hikes, and as several major companies prepare to report their latest results, the Dow plus 254. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
As egg prices are on the rise, one group wants a federal investigation.
The price of eggs at the grocery store only keeps going up, 138% in December from a year ago. With the average at $4.25 a dozen, many going for $6, $7, $8. Now a farm group's calling on the Federal Trade Commission to look into signs of price gouging at the top egg company. Farm Action notes that Calmaine Foods controls 20% of the egg market. It's reporting record sales while blaming avian flu for decreased egg supply nationwide, driving up prices. Egg supply was down 29% in December, but Calmaine's profits were up over 600% for the quarter.
Fox's Therese Crowley. Avian flu has killed nearly 58 million chickens and turkeys since the beginning of last year. Last year's shortage of baby formula after Abbott Labs shut down a factory due to contamination is still being felt today.
A new analysis out that shows one in four families with an infant say they still struggle to find the formula they need. And we talked to one mom from New Jersey. She's outraged. And this is in New Jersey, where that's not even in the top 20 of states with parents reporting they still struggle to find formula. The worst states, Stuart, right now, according to Help Advisor, Mississippi, Kansas, West Virginia, Nebraska, and Arizona. The Department of Justice is now taking action. It's launching a criminal investigation into conduct at Abbott Laboratories' Michigan plant.
Lydia Hu with Fox Business. The company spokesperson says they're cooperating with the DOJ investigation. Streaming service Spotify says it's cutting 6% of its workforce, or about 600 jobs. CEO Daniel Ek announced the restructuring or message to employees that was also posted online. He said the company's operating costs last year grew at double its revenue growth, and that it's tried hard to rein in costs, but it simply hasn't been enough. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.